AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hi, hello! And welcome to AfterBuzz TV's recap of the hit TBS sitcom Clips. I am Mark Freeman, Mark J. Freeman. Oh my gosh, I almost forgot it. How dare I? Make sure you guys are using hashtag ABTV Clipped while we're broadcasting live here. We do have a live studio audience today. That's why we look a little different than we normally do in our studios. Let's go down the line and tell everybody who's here. And why don't you give out your Twitter handles as you introduce yourself so that when we get questions, they can just tweet you guys. So let's start down here with our diva in charge.
Thank you. Deanna Reasonover, at Deanna Reasonover on Twitter. And if you can spell it, more points to you.
Hi, everybody. I am Cameron Lewis at The Only Camshaft on Twitter and Instagram, hosting the show with Jordana and Mark today.
Yep. Yes.
Thank you.
You can follow me on Lorraine Love, LorayneLove, or Living for the Hair.
Hi, I'm Mike Castle. You can follow me at Magic Mike Castle.
It's really good, man.
It's really good.
Hi, I'm Ashley Tisdale, and I'm at Ashley Tisdale.
So I don't know where I'm looking at, by the way.
To the left of that light.
I guess I could look at the people. I'm Ryan Pinkston, and I'm at Ryan underscore Pinkston on Instagram and Twitter. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I'm just I'm consistent. Yeah.
I'm Lauren Lapkus, and I am at Lauren Lapkus on Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr.
Oh,
are we getting that fancy? Because I can give out my LinkedIn.
All right, you guys, make sure you guys are watching us on YouTube and you comment below once we post these onto YouTube. And make sure you go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating on our podcast. So that's where you can find us. And let's get to the recap of this episode. It's probably good that I couldn't pause and rewind. I have a lot less notes than I normally because I normally am laughing half the time and I have to stop at AfterBuzz and rewatch everything because these people are so funny. But let's start from the beginning. Right, hold on, I got to get to the beginning of my notes now. We're falling apart. Lauren,
yes,
who plays Joy?
It's all about me right now.
Sorry. You had a little pickle incident.
Yes.
You had a couple little incidents this episode.
Yes, I did.
Pickles and hamsters.
Yeah,
that's what it should have been called.
Yeah. It's a big episode for Joy in that sense, but I actually hate pickles, so it was really gross for me to touch them.
I would say when we were watching, I thought I heard you say, I don't even like pickles.
No, so. It was a hard day. I really was upset.
This is one of the great things about having them here. We get all the inside scoop. Yes. And I don't know if you guys watched when Deanna was on because she ratted you guys all out, but Deanna has been with us before at AfterBuzz. She came on her crutches.
That's why she's sitting all the way down.
She's an honorary host.
it's so funny because every time we do the show, we talk about Joy and Mo and just how freaking cute are they? Are they not
really
the most adorable?
And just
she's so sweet and he's so, I was just like,
Yeah, I know. And we need a second season so we can see what happens.
We do need a second season. Season 2, people. Yeah. No, it's so great. I know you.
I called it from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said that she was going to have an affair.
Ooh.
But, I mean, it didn't go that
far. We're pretty close at this point.
It's getting to that point.
But hey, it's getting to that point. So,
it's crazy.
Can I just say, I'm jealous of the rooftop you guys are always hanging out on, on the top of episodes. Is that a thing?
I feel like I've heard you say this like every episode. It's like a common thing.
You guys do. I should have told you guys this from the beginning. These guys are the best. that not only do they get together and watch their episodes, then when they're done, they watch us on AfterBuzz, which is fantastic.
We do. Awesome.
We're big fans. And Ryan got a... car. And I was like, "Hi, I'm Mark." He's like, "Oh, I know who you are."
You
like,
are.
How would he know? Oh, that's right. They watch. So it was very sweet. They're very devout AfterBuzz fans. Yes. And Ashley even tweeted out a video complimenting us, which we thoroughly appreciate. But so getting back to the episode. Sorry, I digressed there for a moment. And Joy likes. You just have to save everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Pigeons, except for the cat.
Well, yeah, by that point, I don't care anymore. Cat can go to hell.
And the first one was a pigeon, right?
The pigeon, yeah, which we found that Lonnie threw it into the window, which is really upsetting, actually. Yeah.
That was going to be the pigeon that Dot Marie Jones punched in the face.
Oh, yeah. It might still be struggling for life, yeah.
Dot, for those of you that haven't seen that episode, Dot Marie Jones played Moe's mom. And she punches a pigeon. I mean, there's really no other way to say it.
It just blows up.
And it made sense.
So out of nowhere. We were all like dying. I was like, did she just punch the pigeon? Literally feathers everywhere. It was fantastic. Yeah. So that's what we're referring to. And so then we do see Lonnie. You mentioned Lonnie. He is waiting for a date, which appears that he was stood up.
Yeah, I really want to know more about her.
Yeah. We didn't really. You saw her a little bit through the window. You saw her a little bit through the window.
The fact that she showed up and she's going out with him is very interesting.
That's a very PC way of saying it. That's very interesting. Interesting. No, CJ also has joined us at AfterBuzz too. He's fantastic, and he should be watching. He said he was going to be watching and tweeting you guys or texting you. I don't know. I'm sure you guys have his number.
I haven't heard from him.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him.
He's avoiding Ashley.
He's at a very important dinner.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll let him slide this one since he did come join us. And Lonnie was going to take her to breakfast for French toast. So Lonnie. We just love Lonnie. He's the best.
Would any of you guys ever go on a date with Lonnie?
No.
I have.
Boys included. Okay. Yeah, perfect.
It was great.
Why not? Who was going to say yes? Who
I
was
might
like,
say yes.
Ladies
to be nice.
Love cool.
She would.
But then I wouldn't go again.
You move.
I would definitely.
I'd move away.
You would be so honest. That would be incredible.
Yeah.
You would confirm or deny all of your fears about yourself.
That's true.
Lonnie says everything. Like when you're sitting to have a conversation with somebody and you have a thought that's like you shouldn't say. Lonnie's the one. He's that voice, and literally sometimes is standing behind you saying exactly what you're thinking. It's hysterical. He's. I'm going to keep saying hysterical. Hashtag hysterical because it's hysterical. And we did find out a little tidbit of information about you, Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Or Ben, sorry. I do know the difference between the actors and the characters, by the way.
It's going to be okay.
Okay. Which I thought was hysterical, and I hope that this comes back, that you wore a fedora.
I'm sure it'll be thrown in second season,
I love that. It was kind of thrown out there, but I was like...
I'm sure we might have had one on set, and it got canned pretty fast from Max. Max hates hats.
Yeah.
Or was it that you looked too hot in it?
Unless too good. Yeah. I might have looked too good. Yeah.
That was great. And then you have a interaction with Sal.
Zigno, yes.
Who
played
is
by Eli Henry, who was a very nice guy in real life. He was just a guy who kind of tormented me through high school. He was always kind of for no reason. I mean, I guess not for no reason. I guess Ben was kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
All right.
In typical Ben fashion, it doesn't really go the way that he anticipates.
Exactly.
So, but it's all, and you say this all the time, you're always talking about Ben and how. It always starts.
You always start so stingy every episode.
Yeah,
there's always the cheapest human being in the world.
Mm. Cheap.
I'm not gonna lie. When I first saw you, I was like, I don't know how I feel.
I know.
About
yeah.
But
yeah.
By the end, absolutely love you.
But you also said too that
he comes around.
And it's that love to hate. It's not like. You could totally be playing that and just be obnoxious. You know, where people watch the show and they're like, that guy's just obnoxious. But you just love him.
Yeah. It's exactly Ryan.
Yeah.
I have a love for Ryan. But not only that, at the end of every episode, you come around.
Yeah, so, for the most part.
Yeah. I think they forget to write that until like we shoot that last scene. They're like, we need to like... This is just going to be bad for him. We're going to want him back. I think he does have a big heart. I think he just doesn't know how to show it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good excuse.
That's it for me, guys. But thank you.
This is something else that we've talked about on our after shows is the guest spots. Like we mentioned, Dot Marie Jones and a couple other people that have Conan O'Brien's been on and stuff. But even not just them, like the big names, but the guy who played the stripper in the one episode.
Tip.
And the Debbies. Yeah. Like, who... I didn't Google it, and I should have. Whoever's casting it,
Julie
is,
Ashton.
Yeah,
Julie Ashton,
you
incredible casting director of all
so
time.
Good.
They are. She just. I don't. And we've. I'm sorry.
No, it's what she, I walk into every casting, like every casting before. I'm like, what? I you're so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
She really is.
I mean, and I'm not leaving you guys out of this at all. We have talked about this numerous times on our show.
Yeah.
That I was so happy that it wasn't the typical Hollywood, you know, we just need to have these names and hopefully we'll throw it to the wall and hopefully it'll stick. Mm-hmm. We just went out and got the best people for the parts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
People that are believable, people that are endearing, people that are real, that people can relate to. And it's so refreshing, and that's why you people need to be watching this every episode.
Funny fact, so Julie Ashton actually casted me in The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
Oh, really? Oh.
I feel like she's good luck, so when I went into her, I was like, oh, this show's going, and I'm getting in. She's my lucky charm.
And well-deserved at that. Well-deserved. But the Debbies, Debbie with a Y and Debbie with an IE, were
hilarious.
A hoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if they kept coming back.
Yeah.
Add more characters to this. I remember, like, the second episode, I was like, okay, I need to write down everybody's names and their character names. Just, you know, I got to look like I'm kind of smart. And it was literally almost the entire page between the Doyles and the tattoo guy and everything. And I was just like, the balance, it's just, you said this, that the, yes, you, it's not like one person's, even if it's one episode where it's about you two, the next episode's about you two. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a good balance where it's not like just, it's such an ensemble. And so, great.
Yeah. And all the characters are so clear. Like, we watched the first episode and we already knew everybody's names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Doyles took us a while. But, understand, we'll get to them in a minute because that's a whole other show. I'm slacking here because I should be moving right along. Charmaine.
Yes.
I am going to apologize in advance because, like I said, I couldn't pause and rewind and write everything that... Because I basically just rewrite her script in my notepad every episode. And it's just all these C's down my page that Charmaine said this. Make sure you mention Charmaine said this.
It's always about you.
I can't. I don't even know. Like, I don't even know where to begin. Like, first of all, we find out that you tried out for cheerleading, and you don't even have to say anything.
Yeah, no.
Just the looks on your faces sometimes is it.
What was your reaction when you found that out? When you're like, okay, Charmaine's gonna be, she tried out to be a cheerleader.
You know, the truth is, I was like, oh no, it's happening again. Because I was a terrible cheerleader in middle school. Oh yeah, like in real life Deanna was, and I on the first game I like ran out and tripped and fell face down immediately and got up and went two steps and fell again. No, don't be sad for me, look where I am now. Fell every game that entire basketball season. So I was like, I am scared for where this is going to end up. But it was great because Matt Cook is actually a really good cheerleader. He saved that cheer.
Oh, let's give a shout out to Matt Cook, who was actually
Matt!
He is in Scotland still.
Yes.
Scotland. He's such a world traveler. He started at AfterBuzz too. High hopes. What was I going to say? Oh, Deanna, you're. Reunion. I can't even. Don't even get me started on that outfit. Was fan friggin' tastic.
Wasn't it
with
though?
The yellow suspenders?
Yum!
Loved it.
Little Janelle Monáe. I love that. I tried to steal it. They were like, no.
And you also had really good dance moves. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, the choreographer that came in was actually like really excellent. She listened to all the things that I was like, I cannot do this, 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 and this. Not make me do any of them. So I love her.
Yeah.
Were you nervous that the trip might happen again?
Well, I knew that someone could edit it out. So.
And I loved you doing the shots before you had to go up there, which is what she did before she came on here, too. So
it's this is Jen.
Life imitating art. And then we find out more about AJ and Daniel. I'm gonna make it.
Yeah, make it work.
Stop it.
So was it last episode?
Last episode.
You started it, right? You started calling her Daniel.
Yeah, I started.
He called her Daniel. Yeah. Her name's Danny on the show, and he started. He called her Daniel, and she's like, "It's not going to stick." But then they all started calling her Daniel the whole episode.
It's not.
It's
a nice
name.
Second season.
It's whole,
strong, it's manly.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's horrible. But even CJ, who played CJ.
H. Michael Kroner.
Again, like, spot on. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he was
great.
Annoying, but it was perfect.
Terrifically like, funny laugh, guy, really.
Yeah.
Good.
Like, and that moment where... he's coming, and you're like, oh, should we go? And then you were like, oh, let's go. Which is great. Okay, I'm done.
This is every episode. I really liked that moment because I felt like I could see the tension between you guys and the history.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I thought you meant the moment of him just describing
I could see the tension and really history between you two. That was really magical for me.
He got paid more to sit next to me, so it all balances out.
Which I appreciate.
And then again, too, we have the ending, that little sweet, tender, you're part of the group, Ben.
Yeah.
I mean, the one that they, what is it?
Sort of.
Yes,
sort
but, of the, part of the group. But the part we don't
like. The part we don't like. Yeah. The part we don't like.
You're the part we don't like. Mm.
Oh, shit.
And I'm the jerk on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's pretty jerky.
Well, even you at the
end. I know, I had
to yelled at the cat.
It is pretty funny. When we're on set, we'll be like eating lunch together and Ryan won't join us. That guy.
Just while we're filming.
He's method.
Super
I'm very method.
Oh, so fantastic.
So obviously tonight's episode was surrounding a high school reunion. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever been to a reunion and was it anything like this one?
My high school reunion happened recently, but I didn't even know until after. I feel like they didn't invite anyone. They didn't invite anyone, right? I would have maybe gone, probably not. I think it was like a scavenger hunt or something. It sounded like really involved. And
too much. Actually, my 10-year is coming up this year. In January. Wow. So I don't know if I'm going to go. It's on the East Coast. Yeah. I usually only go back for Christmas and to see the family and stuff. So
classic Ben.
We'll see if Mike goes with me.
I will go.
I would go to someone else's.
I think I'm going to crash that.
We'll bring the AfterBuzz TV show. We'll do the whole thing.
Everyone will love you so much.
I definitely did not go to mine. I was confused. I had a couple high school. I had High School Musical after my high school, so I actually High School Musical 10-year reunion is coming up next year, so I'll go to that one.
But there you go.
Yeah, 10 years next year. So I did, in all of that, forget about my actual 10-year at in Valencia. But so I didn't get to go.
Can I put Ashley on blast for a second?
Oh,
that
no.
Yearbook
don't
that we're looking at.
It's
actually Ashley's high school yearbook that we're like reading in the show. The props guy went to high school with her. And that picture, though.
Ashley was really cool about it, right? She was totally relaxed.
She was really relaxed and loved it.
And, we were rehearsing, and I was like, ah!
The prop guy, Chris London, who's an amazing guy.
He is so awesome.
Went to high school with him and came up to Mike and I was like, hey, check out that prop. And I was like, yeah, it's great. It's a yearbook, man. Calm
and
down.
Like, no, really look.
Page 28. And I'm like, oh my god. And I've been asked for a long time.
My
favorite
part is that the entire cast, we have a group text that's happening at all times. And they decided to take a picture of the picture, but then even a zoomed in picture. Then even zoomed into my eye. I was like, are you kidding
me? She loved it. She loved it. She didn't eat lunch with any of us that time.
I was so mad at you.
And And Mike, have you been to your?
I think it's in 2 years from now. But I went to my grammar school one, but it was really, really
grammar
sad.
School.
Yeah, yeah. They do that.
It was incredibly sad because no one had like really moved, so they all kind of still already lived in that area, and then everyone just kept acting like it wasn't a reunion.
What did you guys talk about? Were you like, remember I was like dodgeball?
Kind of, yeah. It actually was a lot of that where I'd be like, man, you were really good at kickball. Yeah. That was fun.
That's amazing.
Any reunions in your future?
The only reunions that I've been to and that I plan on going to are family reunions.
Got it.
Like, and all my uncles always stand around like, these are some good greens. Who made these greens? Like, they're all just standing around, all in track suits, all with a Bluetooth in their ear. Every uncle I have dresses like that.
Well, I'll say... this just popped in with you guys talking about the yearbook and you in particular, Ashley, is the episode, the flashback episode with you two.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
so cute. We love that.
Adorable.
Yeah, we were all really jealous that it we didn't was get to so,
like, we all I tried to get everybody on the show. Yeah,
I was literally like, how did they get them to look so, like, it was so good. Like, usually they do the flashback and you're like, okay, they combed his hair down and whatever. It was so believable. I was like, I don't understand. Like, I was so confused.
You guys had braces too, right?
Yeah, you had braces on. It was
They asked
so
us
good.
Like what we wanted to do, and we were both like, "Let's just do it. Let's like
yeah,
go,
let's
for
go for it."
Yeah. So I wore like literally hardly any makeup, and then they just put like these clear like kind of braces on.
And I wore a ton of makeup.
He wore what she wasn't wearing. Yeah. No, it was another great
there was
moment.
The first time we went to go shoot it, though, Mike started with like a little voice, and Max was like, "That's way too young. You're not 10 years old."
Yeah, my bass was about 10 years old.
Do the voice. Man.
Do the voice. It was something like, "So, do you want a kiss?"
So funny.
Oh goodness. I mean it's so good. I mean, since you're all here and I have an opportunity to say it to all of you at the same time, thank you for what you're doing, because it's so good and so refreshing to see something like I really feel like it's going to like break records. I just think it's that. Who am I? But that's
it's such a warm show too. Like, you don't watch it and kind of go away with a bad taste in your mouth. You watch it and have the warm fuzzies at the end. Mm-hmm. Probably because of the rooftop sitting stuff.
Here he goes.
Oh,
yeah.
Back to the rooftop.
I forgot the...
Yeah, we do love the rooftop. It's like probably our favorite set. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's
not about the pigeons up there, though.
No, yeah.
Which are real.
Real.
A lot of the episodes. We have like a pigeon wrangler who comes to the show every week. And we'll have like anywhere from 15 to 20
200 sometimes.
Sometimes 1,000.
Yeah, how's the pigeon that she punched?
Well, yeah, that one
has passed out. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't talk about that.
And I forgot the most important thing about the episode. The Doyle sisters.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, their hurts. Bar.
Who, by the way, were on AfterBuzz last week?
Yeah,
last week.
Wow. Three of them. Sorry, three of the four were there. We had Lisa, Dana, and Krista. Yeah. Rhonda, Rosalie, and Robin.
Whoa,
that's a really good one.
Wow. This has taken me a while. Yeah, Jordan still calls me and goes, wait, which one is the one that did it? It's taken me a while, but I've gotten there.
There needs to be a flow chart.
They are, I said, even if it doesn't work out, I hope they get a spinoff. Totally. Just because I want, and we keep saying we want everybody to hook up with them. Like, we love the episode where you, Ben,
I was so happy
hooks up
that.
With Rita, the one who's working in the it's the best.
Yeah.
Like, we want you guys, like, all of you guys.
Absolutely.
Well, we're all like, pushing for that.
When we were, like, shooting the pilot, we were all like, they were so amazing. And we had no idea, like, who they were casting for that,
right.
for those characters. And when they came on, they were just obviously superstars. I mean, they were amazing. And we were like, our joke was, well, if we get canceled, can we be on your show? Because like, they really are. They're great.
So
they're
all
fantastic. They're fantastic. Cool. You should check out our interview with them last week.
Well, speaking of the Doyle sisters, Dana was telling us that she got a haircut from you, Ashley.
She did.
And she was telling us that, you know, she went to her hairstylist afterwards and she said it was a bad haircut.
What?
She's like, what did you do?
She wears a wig in the pilot when I did it, and for some reason I think I was just like real well, I'm always committed, but I was like really wanted to impress my producers. So
lines not looking. What do you mean?
No, we had done our like cutting classes and Dana, I was just like, oh my gosh, I was like, for the scene, I was like, is it okay if I trim your ends? Because like they were looking a little bad. I was like, I'm just gonna trim them. And she's like, okay, you guys have taken classes. Like, that's totally fine. I wouldn't say I'm like amazing at it, you know, like I was just like, I'm good at faking it. But I guess when we came in for the first episode, she's like, don't touch my hair. And I was like, what happened? She's like, I went to my hairstylist. He's like, who the F cut your hair? And she's like, Ashley Tisdale. He's like, don't ever let her cut your hair again.
And it was just like this much.
Too. It was yeah. so tiny. Like, oh.
The way she described how it was cut, I'm like, well, it doesn't sound like she cut that much. How could it really have been yeah, that yeah. bad? But
they
so you, that. You two and you all had how long of training, barber training?
Oh, how do, we have like,
right?
Like we had like a week weeks? For the yeah. pilot and like 2 weeks when we went in.
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
and you had a little.
I don't want to talk. I'm not going to show
get
it.
Get a close
okay,
up
we're
not
going to show it.
Yeah, I cut my hand really badly on a scissors that I was confidently twirling.
It was one of the most horrifying days on the
show. It was.
Because Mike was just like, okay, that hurt. And he just walked away. And then he saw it, and it was like splitting open his whole hand.
Well, I noticed the bandage the other day on the episode, and I was like, oh, that must have been.
And now we have.
I Google you guys a little
we
bit.
We don't have real scissors on set anymore.
So, yeah.
They're all
so
rubber.
We shouldn't trust you guys to cut our hair?
No. Definitely not.
Absolutely.
I mean, they gave us the sharpest scissors ever. And we're like, we really don't cut hair. So this. I mean, we do cut the backgrounds, but we don't need that, you know, much of a sharp scissor.
Yeah. So do we have anybody? I want to break the news here. If someone's allowed to say, is there going to be a season two? I need to know, and I want to be here on AfterBuzz.
I thought you were going to tell us.
How did you get this in?
Well, I did sign up to get the. I know. I did sign up to get the. There was a thing you can sign up if you want to be emailed as soon as they decide.
Oh,
and I was
really?
Like, oh, I want to know. And I even did my real email. Like, you know, I have the junk email. Yeah, I was like, no, I want it on my phone. I want to know as soon as
we
it happens.
We don't know yet, but I feel like it's very strong because I think we, you know, honestly, this type of show is so exciting to be on just because it kind of reminds me of like with High School Musical and stuff. It's like that stuff was all fan based. That was all popular because of the fans. It wasn't because like Disney knew it was going to be like something big. And it's really honest, like this show, like nobody's forcing it to become something. And it's really the fans that are watching it that it is becoming something. But also just because we all have so much like fun with each other, it's like honestly the best.
I think you can see that when we're watching the show.
Totally.
It's like that we all do actually love each other. I mean, we're all always talking. Like she was saying, we have a group text that is constantly going, whether it be at 4 a.m. when Mike decides he wants to ask a weird question. but it's like, we all do really love each other, and
it feels special. It's just like it feels different from a lot of stuff that you work on. That you're just like, you know. It just feels really
and it
special.
Shows. Yeah.
It definitely shows. It shows to folks in Brazil and Russia, by the
way. Especially.
They are going to know if we have a season two before
we
do.
They will. They'll know.
Yeah, they probably will be.
I don't know if any of you guys know. We're talking about Clipped Brazil and Clipped Russia. They started Twitter accounts, and they're constantly tweeting us, sending us pictures. And
wanting us to do pictures so that they can tweet them out.
It's amazing.
I get my pictures from them.
They do.
They find pictures of us before we know.
It's the weirdest thing. We're like, where did you get these?
Yeah.
We love them.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's going to be okay.
I might have mentioned that once or twice. I wanted to ask you, I think we're kind of getting into the Q&A part of this.
Sure. Yeah.
But your friendship with Mo.
Yeah.
Is just going through our past episodes just to kind of refresh my memory about some of the old episodes, and the episode where you give him the Batman shirt.
Yes.
It's just so like it just I just talk about you and Mo.
I mean, Mo and Ben are. I mean, like you know, they've been best friends since they were nine, and they're like each other's everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are, and I think. You know, I keep him sane, or Ben keeps Mo sane, and Mo keeps Ben sane. I mean, I think it's kind of, you can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
We have our weird quirks, our weird moments, but I don't know. I think that that's kind of how we are in real life, Matt and I as well. Don't get jealous, Mike.
I'm over it. I don't care.
but yeah, I mean, it's a great friendship, and I think, you know, there's a lot, you know, if we get a second season, there'll be a lot more to show.
Yes, they're last really couple, good friends in real life. Yeah. They like to scare the shit out
we
of
do.
Everybody.
We do.
Oh yeah, they always pranked us.
I was gonna. Everyone keeps talking about how you scare them.
Well, I try. Well, I started with my girlfriend's roommate. I scare him all the time, and I'm gonna start putting these videos up on my Instagram.
Yeah, like, why are you holding him like back?
Why are you saving these?
She's
waiting for the wanted me to put them up, so I was like, I'm gonna put them up.
No, I'm talking about the one with us.
Oh, the ones with you guys? Well, I had a couple failed ones, and I started with Matt. I think Matt was the first one I tried to get, and he was like, you can't scare me. And then he decided to start scaring everyone else, so we kind of joined in. But I think Matt has most of them.
Oh.
And like, Matt gets to the point where he'll climb scaffolds.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. He'll
like was above
you
us.
And like yeah. throw
it's
things
scary.
Down at you.
It's really scary.
It's terrifying.
So we have fun.
Yeah.
You have
there,
fun.
There is no video of me being frightened in any of these, but there was one that was being recorded and I was terrified, but I just didn't react. And then afterwards, I was like, you guys will never get me. I went in my room and I just was
cried.
Oh.
The best one, there's a video of Lauren not being scared. They weren't trying to scare Lauren, but Lauren got scared by the scaring process, even though she knew the scare was coming.
Yeah, it was very, so many levels to it.
Inception.
How hard is it to keep a straight face when you guys are doing scenes together?
Sometimes it's actually impossible. Yeah.
It's usually really hard, I think, for us when we're like in the background of a scene. Yeah. I feel like we always mess with each other and we're kind of
that's the
hardest part, because it's like you don't want to just be laughing in the background and ruin it for everyone else.
You'll always hear like Max being like, you guys are on camera.
Yeah. And there's mirrors on set so you can see you from anywhere. Yeah. So.
And any scene where you just have one line for me is actually impossible not to laugh every time that I give it. You just keep waiting and you're like sort of repeating it in your head. And you got
my quote of the week 2 weeks ago. I have to find my note now. And after I open my mouth, now I got to read it. What was the? It was about. Oh,
I love that one.
Here we go. When you said, "Why do you think I call this place Buzzies?"
Who would want to get their hair cut at a place called Little Assholes? It's also
and
Matt Cook's favorite.
I respond with a lot of people.
And then last week you had the quote of the week,
great.
And we just started. We always talk about. And Deanna, you probably would have had all the other ones if we were officially doing it. But then you had last week's when.
Oh,
man.
Consider
what? Every episode. When he has
every like, creep begins week.
So Ben
it's
comes out.
My expense.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I guess so. Right. He comes out. He bought his mom an open heart necklace from the JNC. And she goes, "Every creep begins with K."
It's good
that I watch it alone at AfterBuzz, because I just sit in that room and they're probably like, "What? Who's? How many
What's
people are in there?" Yeah.
If you guys could name a scene from the season that was your favorite to shoot. What do you think?
I would have to go. I'm sorry, I'm going to jump in. the wedding episode.
That's
will
what
be
I was
oh my god, that was so
it was so fun. Much fun, and it was like we actually that week we did a closed set. We didn't have any live audience or anything like that because it was just so much. I mean, that's when we had the most people on set and the most background, and we had this like small area to do this like kind of crazy big dance number in, and it was amazing. It turned out so well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they cut like half.
They
of
cut
it
so
out.
Much.
Right?
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah.
Well, you know, that they'll have
release unedited.
Ryan's like whole minutes. Entrance was amazing.
But it was good. It was fun. I mean, that was probably my favorite.
That was
favorite
good.
Episode to like, yeah, really work on together.
I think my favorite was when Mo's dad shows up to the bar.
Oh yeah,
yes.
That was just a joy to watch.
Oh, see, we're making you people want to go see these episodes,
just
aren't
go
we?
See them.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
It's so good. Lauren?
The wedding was my answer, so you stole that. And I also loved working with Dot Marie Jones. I had worked with her once before, and she's so cool and fun, and I think she really like livened up our set for the week, so it was really fun to have her. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
That was funny, too, because that was that 2 week period that I was employed at Warner Brothers, and I saw her actually walking through the lot, and I was like, oh, there's a, and then she popped up. I was like, that's why she was there.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
Deanna.
I think I love all the scenes where we're just hanging out and eating.
Yeah.
They give us
true,
on the roof. We knew it. They give us whatever food we want, and then we end up like actually sitting and talking and eating. So I love that.
Yeah.
Well, all of you have like a really close relationship. You know, you guys are all friends. But did any of you work together before?
No.
No. Ashley and I have known each other since
we've known each other for so long.
Yeah. To the point where I'm like, We weren't friends
like at the time we booked this. I'm just kidding. No, we hadn't seen each other for a long time, and I was just like, oh, Ryan's on the show.
Literally, before we did this, we were doing an interview, and I was asked, you know, how long have you known Ashley? And I was like, actually, I didn't know that she was on the show, like that she'd been casted on the show, until I was walking to the first table read.
Oh, interesting.
And we're walking to the, I was walking to the table read. I think it was.
Oh, yeah, because we saw her name on the door. And we were like, oh, she's on.
And I was like, what?
And I was like, I'm back!
Yeah, that was, yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, no,
day.
It's cool. It's cool because, like, we've just, like, it's like we've known each other for so long. So it's, like, awesome to be on a show that you've known someone for a long time.
And she's, like, gets to talk trash to me all day.
I just love it.
You didn't get to say your favorite.
Oh, my favorite. Oh, well, there's so many favorites. But I really did like... My favorite to shoot was actually when I go to AJ's door, because it was kind of like a whole thing, and I love when we got into more of the Danny and AJ just like finding out what was happening, and like that was just so much fun, just because I just had fun like playing off of Mike, and like it was my first time kind of doing like more of a monologue, I guess, and I was kind of scared to do it, but then I felt really good about it after. So yeah. I think that was like just something fun to shoot.
Which, by the way,
AJ's
your apartment.
Okay, yeah.
I know, right?
Amazing. Yeah. Love it.
It looks like there's a lot of rust, I feel like, if you take it closely.
But it's just bad. Bad bleep. Because I can't say the other part. Bad A.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, because I'm afraid you're going to yawn.
I do have to say that Mike is he's such a great guy, and he is a really great guy. I actually tested with him because he was already hired. I wasn't. So from the start, our chemistry, I think, started from that, just kind of having somebody who, like, was kind of always there and was just super supportive with me, like, in the room, and kind of you're, like, scared, and it's, like, the network, and you're just, like, nervous, but he was always so awesome, and he's been like that with me, like, since day one, so it's so nice to kind of...
It's like that tender end of Claire, it all gets real serious.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to Matt Cook, actually, since he's not here. Another one of my favorite scenes was doing the crying scene with Matt.
Oh, that was so good that I just wanted to say,
since he's not here.
He's sending us pictures right now. Matt, I love you. Oh, he is sending us pictures. Deanna,
when I was going back rewatching stuff, the scene I had totally forgotten about with you and Deanna, when she convinces you that she's that you should be going after her, right, and how cute she is. Here we go. And you're eating the chocolate. You know where I'm going with this.
I do.
And he asks you, what cologne are you wearing? Or perfume are you wearing?
Annoyance by Charmaine.
And then when you get to Ashley to tell her what he did, do you remember what your line?
The box of chocolate?
Yeah, the Forrest Gump. Do you remember that?
Oh, that Forrest Gump tried to get him a box of chocolate. Yes.
That was a really fun scene. That was a great scene with the two of you.
That was so good.
Yeah, that was my first almost kiss on screen.
I've never had a kiss on screen, so that was the closest. And we got pretty.
We closed
they cut
in.
It.
Yeah.
They almost had to seal the deal.
Originally, we were supposed to kiss.
Yep. Me and Ashley.
Well, we always
talked. We would have had a season two right now. They let us do it.
Well, we're always talking about who we want. Because we think there should be a lot more mixed matching.
Totally.
And you
Me.
Predicted.
Ben.
Well, I
ben
actually,
would be with
I actually
sister.
Rewatched that episode and you didn't say Ben, you said Mo.
What?
I know. Totally calling you out on live television.
I totally thought
no.
I did. I know. I was like, oh, I thought he said Ben. And it was Mo. But yeah, he predicted that. Well, he did. He said Mo, but you guys both said that they thought one of you, one of the guys was going to hook up with a Doyle.
Okay.
And it just happened to be Ben was the lucky one, which was a fantastic episode, too. The go below.
Yeah, that group scene was also incredibly fun to do.
Oh, yeah. And watching really Betsy awesome. And Ryan do that back and
Betsy
forth.
Betsy do that dinosaur, yeah.
And then the tattoo parlor scene.
Oh, with Skylar Stone.
Genius.
I was so sick when we did. I had a
unbelievably
crazy fever. And Skylar Stone is such a pro that I was like, this is going to be great. And it was.
It was great.
Because Deanna gets sick and then she like does a scene and you're like,
yeah.
A little, actually, a little fun fact. Not really fun, but
get to it.
Every week there was actually one of us was like
really ill.
Sick.
Yeah.
Really? Like there was like a bug that just wouldn't leave set. Like one person would get sick.
But it was
sick.
Always like a different thing for each person.
It was
like,
weird. It was like really, from week one. Yeah. Exactly.
You caught that cut.
Yeah, you caught that cut.
How are you guys feeling right now?
We're good.
Terrible.
We're
horrible.
Very
great.
We're finally all healthy.
Yeah, we're like, everything's healthy.
Really good.
So I have a question for you, Mike. Uh-huh. So, okay. AJ on the show, he's like passionate about baseball, loves baseball. And I was wondering if you were passionate about it because I know you have a tattoo.
Sure.
And it's 42.
Sure.
And so I was wondering.
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with that. But I've been really, really scared someone would ask me a question about baseball because I know absolutely nothing. Like truly, profoundly little. And I grew up in Chicago where there are two teams to care about, and I didn't care for either.
Well, so that's not a real tattoo then?
Oh, it's so real, but it just has nothing to do with baseball.
Oh, did you want to say what it's for?
It's a long story.
Yeah, it is a long story. But basically just a plug for Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is just a book I love.
Okay. So we always thought it was, you know, a reference to baseball. I'm like, oh, maybe he does like baseball.
Yeah. I think that's why they kind of let him.
Yeah, play. I feel like that's why
it
worked
well. Well, I kept seeing it for the first, so I wasn't sure, I think last episode that I actually saw it and I was like, oh, it's a 42. Mm. Isn't that base? Because I know about as much as you do. Yeah. But I was like, 42? I think that's a baseball
and
thing.
I think I like to think that like AJ went and saw 42.
Yeah, he just loved it.
This is such a good movie.
Yeah.
The idea of AJ being like, baseball integration, that's what I've got to get on my body. Yeah. I love that so much.
Going off of that really quick, what do you guys, what do the rest of you think your similarities and differences are between you and your characters?
It's a good one.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't share much in common with Joy.
Really?
I really don't think I do.
You are really sweet.
I love sitting. But yeah, Joy is really wholesome, and I don't think, I mean, if
so
anyone has
wholesome.
Ever heard any of my comedy, I don't think you would think that I'm
No. She's a little dirty.
Yeah, it's a little not like that. But I appreciate her, and I enjoy playing her. It's just it's a departure.
Yeah.
You share everything.
We already know. You're mean and
sure,
real life
I'm just like.
But for real, Ryan is so not like him at all. Ryan's the sweetest and
really
greatest hugger I've ever met.
Real low hugs. But
yeah,
hugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm. You know, it's easy to play someone like that. I'm not like him at all. I mean, in real life, I couldn't be that person. Like,
right.
I would freak out and clam up. I don't think I could be that person. But. You know, this is kind of a character that I've played, you know, not specifically this character, but, you know, the loudmouth, fast-talking kind of guy is kind of something that I've been playing for a while. So I think it's why maybe I'm so comfortable with it.
Yeah.
But no.
I loved your shimmies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all me. That is.
That's all right.
Yeah. But no, I don't think I'm anything quite like Ben.
Ashley?
I don't know. I mean, I think that when I think of Danny, I think she's just so much cooler than me. So I don't share that. I don't know. Like, it's hard. In every character I play, I always feel like there's a piece of me there. So I can't say I'm, like, super different from her. But I think that she's a little tougher than me.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's, like, the one that runs with the guys. And I think I'm a little bit more sensitive. So the things we do share probably is, like, her clothes. I like her fashion sense. But, yeah. I mean, it's hard to say, like, it's just so hard to talk about your character in that way, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Mr. Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Magic Mike.
Thank you. You know, he's like a much, much cooler version of me, you know? Like, I went to high school with him.
Got
you know,
it.
I know that guy.
Got it.
He's a good guy.
Okay. He's a good guy. I love him. Miss?
I think think Charmaine is like my Sasha Fierce. You know, yeah. Beyonce has Beyonce, and then she has her alter ego, Sasha Fierce. Yeah. I think Charmaine is my Sasha Fierce. Yeah. I don't think I'm as mouthy as she is, but thinking back to it, I think that may not be true. I love how ride or die she is for her friends, though. So yeah. I think I do have that. My friends know that I will roll deep for them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She rolls deep.
She's wanted to say that. Place.
She's been wanting to say that forever.
She's been trying to work roll deep into conversation.
No, I mean you did bring us in and out, so yeah,
that is the definition of rolling deep in this case.
That is.
Now, do any of you guys have any questions that you would like to ask our lovely panel? I got to start with Maria. Basically, I'm not doing my job.
No. I've answered a lot of them. But I guess, so many, but the fact that you guys get along so well, is that normal for a cast?
I don't think so.
I feel like it's something people say a lot, but we actually all hang out. Yeah, like, I feel like that's a different thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll work on things, and I'll be like, oh, I really get along with him, or I really get along with her, but like the whole cast, it almost is kind of weird. Like, I'll wake up sometimes, some days, and be like, what? I'm friends with all of them?
Well, and you guys, I don't know if I said this before, you guys all get together to watch the episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We actually have
and watch AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. So that's,
I mean, I think for me, I love creating kind of like families, like on sets, just because you spend so much time. But it's a different feeling. It's a feeling that just like, we just automatically became super close, and it's like, to me, tonight is sad just because we went from like working together every single day, and like I just like will go into Lauren's dressing room and hang out with her and just like have girl talk and Deanna, and like then it went from that to being like, oh, we only see each other Tuesday. Well, not we only see each other, but like we see each other, we know every Tuesday night. Yeah. And now it's like, now we have to really schedule seeing each other. It's like, I can't wait to like, you know, just be together all the time.
Yeah.
Before we go, you go first.
You got.
I want you to go. Yeah, I want to hear yours.
Oh, okay. Every show I've ever, or anything I've ever been in, I'm always the enemy of everyone else in the cast. That's just like my thing. I go in with that energy. And I really tried it on this show. Everyone can attest that I tried over and over, and they just wouldn't let me do it.
Mm-hmm. No. Love you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thai Tuesdays, yeah, we have Thai food. I love these humans. They're like really great people.
I would say everybody who has come on before, they've all talked about how much they love you guys and how well you guys go on.
That's been the most consistent.
Even the Doyles said it. Even the Doyles. Anybody else?
My question is for Deanna.
Hey.
Hi. I'm wondering if you could grace us with your Whoopi Goldberg.
Yay!
Let me just alert the people at home who are listening. Deanna's about to do a Whoopi Goldberg.
I also feel like she's been acting up lately, so I haven't been doing it. Like, she's defending people that don't deserve defending. I always imagine her being like, you know who I can't stand? It's Joy Bear. She just gets right in your ear. She's just right there. And all of a sudden you're like, Joy, get out of my ear. You know, I just imagine her like that all the time. Ryan Pinkston also does a Whoopi Goldberg
impression. Yeah, I know, but you just smacked. No, you killed it.
Anybody?
Oh my God, it's amazing.
This is the best.
That was so awesome.
You
didn't repeat that
right now, so that's why we can't.
If you didn't hear, she asked how it is working with George Wendt, who plays Buzzy.
And he's in Chicago, and we would love him to be here right now, but it's amazing working with him. I mean,
he's so awesome.
He's not, I mean, we don't even consider him like the older guy. Like, I mean, he really is just one of the crew, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's the nicest guy ever.
Yes. He has more jokes than anyone on the show.
Yeah. He's the absolute best. Yeah.
He's made me cry several times, like during takes. And Max is like, stop, because I'm saying my lines like, yeah, I can't stand you. And I just sobbing. I love him.
I have a question. Well, first of all, I want to give you a shout out and congratulate you for your website, The Hot Mess.
Yeah. Oh,
and I just wanted to know, like, what inspired you to
do
start
The Hot Mess?
Yeah.
well, that just actually a year and a half ago, I kind of wanted to do a blog. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people were doing them. So I was like, I want to do something different. And so I just decided to come out with The Hot Mess, where I wanted to be able to support other friends who were doing blogs because everybody's like, you know, there's a lot of people doing it. And I just like the idea of having a site where, you know, it's empowering other women and that I'm, like, getting to share, like, contributors that aren't really out there yet or don't have an audience yet, and I get to share my spotlight with them. So I'm having so much fun with it.
I was surfing it the other day, and I was like, this is actually quite helpful. I was like, even the boys, I'll put it in quotes, for me, you know, was helpful.
Thank
I was
you.
Like, there's a lot of, it's everything. It's clothing, it's food,
beauty.
It's fitness.
Yeah, hangover tips, everything. I saw that.
Yeah, it's so many good.
The hot
mess spelled H-A-U.
The hot mess is H-A-U-T-E, yeah, mess. It's really hot mess, but we call it the hot mess. No, it's really, it's a guide for girls and who, like, it's just, there's so many blogs that everybody's trying to be like, you know, perfect and the perfect hair and the perfect fashion. And this is like the real girl, like the chick that's just
that's
like,
great.
You know, within all of us. Yeah. Even you.
Even me. Anybody else have a question? Ooh. Yeah. Our Wisconsin girls. She asked if they're on set, if they're allowed to go off script.
Like improv.
They can improv.
Sometimes.
Did that whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, the best way to explain
season one.
It, best way to explain it is that we have so many fantastic writers on the show, and we also only have a certain amount of time that we're allowed each episode. And sometimes we are given the chance to improv, but other times we abuse that privilege.
Sure.
For instance, Ashley was just talking about a time where Mike and Ashley went back and forth and said, dude, about 50 times. And it was really funny, but Max literally had to go, cut, come on. What are you doing?
Sometimes
we get to improv and
especially if you don't know your lines.
Yeah,
like if you're not. Well, yeah, totally I mean, down.
So Mike is always improvising.
Also, Max likes to whisper to Mike to say something absolutely crazy to me to get my reaction for some weird. I don't know why because I don't even think
we use them,
but because he uses like the words that come out of his mouth are pretty crazy.
They're illegal.
In front of the live audience, he just says something to me in the middle of the scene. I'm like, but I'm not trying to break character, so I'm just like, are you kidding me?
That's very fun.
Yeah. It's good for the gag reel.
Anybody?
She asked about their accents, why some of them have an accent and some don't.
By the way, I just have to say, I love you sort of translating like a human translator.
I'm just making sure everybody can hear.
I genuinely
being responsible.
Love it.
I feel like I'm answering.
Lauren, do you want to go?
I think there were a few different reasons for that, but one of them, like we had a day where we kind of all tried to do the accent and we had dialect coaching and stuff, and which was really fun. But I think at least for the girls, the accent can come out a little harsh and, you know, it kind of changes the character a little bit. So for me, like my character is so sweet that when I was kind of talking with that Boston accent, like I kind of sounded really aggressive. So they're like, let's tone it down.
Diana
has a different
accent.
I have a different accent. Charmaine isn't from Boston. Yeah. So that's that. And actually it's just because I can't do a Boston accent. I got cast without it. So.
Well, I think,
George saying that he didn't want us to be the TV show The Departed.
I think there is something about, like, you ever see, if you watch a good show, like even Cheers. Like, Cheers, not everyone had
right.
a Boston. Yeah. Like, you don't have to force it because not everyone has to be from Boston.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people have asked me, like, your accent sounds, you know, kind of like you're from New York and Boston And actually, it's funny because Max and I, when I first came in, I was like, you know, I would like to think that my backstory is like my father was from New York, and that my mother is a strong Massachusetts woman, and that's kind of what it is. I mean, it's real life. You know, not everyone, you meet people with Boston accents out here.
Yeah, not everyone in Boston has a strong Boston accent.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of why. And we didn't want it to be just a bunch of crazy accents all over the place.
And mine is just very, very understated, but it is there.
Yeah. He's trying to work it out of his character.
Episode by episode, it's a little less.
Yeah, that's it.
Who would they like to have as a guest on season two?
There it is.
Deanna.
There it is.
You guys said some good ones earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see Rhea Perlman from Cheers. I think that'd be really fun.
That'd be great.
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
Ashley and I are both friends with Zac Efron, so we would like to have him on the show. And we tried,
I'd like to cut his hair.
I'd like to
shave his head bald.
We actually did try to get him this season. But
yeah,
he was
so
really
busy.
So we couldn't get him, but we're hoping season two.
Magic Mike.
Barack Obama.
Yeah!
Mike, we already told you.
Oh, no, on that?
All he's been asking for. He's hounding Julie.
I just, like, just let him come.
My mom came and visited set, and she sort of won hearts and minds.
She won her on the show?
What'd you say?
Your mom on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, she's amazing. She's so good.
She was her own little show on the
Yeah, she's amazing.
She started chant. We had to stop takes because she was starting chants.
It was the episode where Ben fires Charmaine.
Oh, okay.
And she started a whole chant with the audience. Saying,
it was like, Dion, bring Charmaine back. All of us were like, suddenly, like, you know, the audience doesn't really know our characters yet, and suddenly it was like the third episode we were shooting. We're like, everybody loves Diana.
Like, as soon as I got fired, as soon as Ben was like, "You're fired," my mom was like, "Boo!"
No, that's not happening.
Ruining everything.
She actually took me aside in between scenes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go. You had a question?
Oh, hey. You guys mentioned that you had a lot of fans in Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I sent that much better picture to Clip Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He'd be back.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
And he said, "Oh, my God."
That's them, all right.
And that was that.
They love you already. Look at
some love.
They're very loving people, Brazil. Right.
They are.
And they said, "Can they sing 'Just Getting Started'?"
Oh, the
song.
Oh,
the song.
Yeah,
when we were watching, I'm like, "We're just getting started." Like, get into it, but yeah, I definitely don't know the words.
I do.
I know. I was like, "Lauren, what do I do?" I'll sing it if you'll sing
Go.
It.
Go.
Okay, great. Okay.
Do you guys know it?
It's time to show the world what they waited for. Something that they've never seen.
You can't do that.
Stop.
I just throw myself out there.
All right.
That was amazing.
All right, you guys. I think that's a perfect way to end this. Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you guys for
having
us. And fingers crossed, everybody, I need you to tweet it out there. If you put it in the universe, it'll happen.
Yeah.
We want a season two. Make sure you go home and catch all the episodes online.
Watch the season again.
And actually, what I've been saying to everyone on Twitter is just tweet at TBS.
Tweet at TBS. Definitely do it.
Yeah.
And thank you guys so much for being big supporters of us.
Supporters
of
you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for being such big supporters of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love it.
And before we go, because it's, you know, we're talking about this political stuff, I want to do a little question on the way out. Can I get a show of hands from our people up here who is committed to being on AfterBuzz for season two?
Now you got it.
All right. Thank you guys again for coming out. We will see you for season two.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
AfterBuzz TV.